Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Eat It, Make It, Grow It in Healdsburg with Chef Jack Herron.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, guys, so we're talking everybody's favorite subject today, food. You know, we have seen this evolution. It's really a millennial thing, but it's caught kind of the world by storm that's happening all around the world, where people really want to know where their food's coming from and where it's grown, regardless of budget, right? Regardless of price, like we're willing to pay extra money knowing that our food is coming from a good place. And that's a good thing, right? That means we're eating healthy and we're doing good for our body. We're doing good for the environment. And so on today's podcast, we're talking with chef and farmer Jack Herron, who is a native Oklahoman who literally took this idea that he had to create a self-sustaining farm, and he grew it into a business that he's always dreamed of. It's called Eat It, Make It, Grow It, and it's a farm in Sonoma County, California. And Chef Jack, I mean, this guy has literally cooked everywhere and with the best of the best. He's cooked at the James Beard House in New York City. He spent 5 years under Chef Dustin Villette, famed Chef Charlie Palmer's Dry Creek Kitchen in Healdsburg, California, and competed in the largest culinary tour in the country. So, I mean, Jack knows his way around food, literally, right, from farm to table. And I think what's so cool is that, you know, he connected his love of really this, you know, farm to table, really this evolution of wanting to create good food that comes from the ground that he has created that is sustainable, and grown this into an amazing business. So today we're going to talk with chef and farmer Jack Herron, and we're going to talk about all about, you know, how he built this dream business, Eat It, Make It, Grow It. and the beauty of Sonoma County. If you have not been up to wine country in Sonoma County, I really think you should put it on your travel to-do list, because it's just beautiful, and you could spend days and days and days literally just up there going to all the wineries, eating all the amazing food, seeing the scenery, and heading on over to have a chat with chef and farmer Jack Heron. So check out this interview and check out what he's up to.
So tell me why you actually started this business, and what is the long-term plan for your business?
Yeah, for sure. Being a cook, being a professional cook, to being a chef for about the last 15 years, all of these great experiences that I've been able to be a part of, to pursue, to achieve, whatnot, it's all come from, you know, working with great professionals, people that are the best of the best in the business, and applying myself to, you know, do great things in food. Well, you know, doing all of this for 15 years and you know, really becoming one with the product and the ingredients that we're working with in restaurants and hotels and golf courses, you know, any food related food and beverage scene, I've pretty much done it all. Well, you know, as I grew and moved through my career and the mentors I had and the places I've worked and the farmers that I was working with, you know, it really just kind of like grew this idea in my mind, seeing, you know, where all these practices were going and how much or how little people may or may not be concerned about what they're eating and where it's coming from, you know, what's really something that's really become popular now. Right. So anyway, yeah, when the right opportunity came and the opportunity was there, and presented itself to start farming like my grandfather had done, like, you know, like what my dad grew up around, what I grew up around. You know, we did a little bit of it growing up, but I've obviously never done it to this scale. But regardless, working hand in hand with farmers over the last decade almost, and especially being out here in Sonoma County, I mean, it's incredible. And that's one reason I moved out here was the amazing, amazing ingredients that we have at our fingertips year round. I mean, this is a place, you know, just like Southern California, and we're different. You might have something that we can't have down there.
Right.
But regardless, you know, the quality of ingredient is phenomenal out here. I know it's not like that everywhere else in the country, but, you know, I would like for people to, you know, get the willpower and maybe find the desire to, you know, grow your own food and whatnot. So essentially, as a chef, you know, a lot of places are doing, you know, what we call farm to table food these days. And, you know, even now, so, you're starting to see restaurants and high end dining establishments, that are cooking quality food. You're starting to see them actually, you know, having their own farms and whatnot. So the restaurant has their own farm, you know, maybe the chef's wife is the farmer and then she's providing her husband's restaurant, you know, with all these great ingredients. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I hope to have a restaurant one day, but more so right now, I want to focus first on what is most important, where it all starts and the practices that are involved in getting this product to the consumer.
Right.
So essentially, you know, we decided that this, you know, was something that would allow me to do that, and we're just so happy to be growing food, providing quality food. So this morning was a milestone because the farm really, really perspired because I've done a lot of I've been doing a lot of pork centric type events and cuisine over the years, you know, from Oklahoma to California. all aspects. So essentially, I'm kind of my specialty's head tell. And I had a mentor tell me in the past. He said, "Jack, you know, this is after competing in the Koshan 555 event, which is one of the nation's largest culinary tours, centered around pork, specifically heritage bred pork. So, you know, old time breeds that have been around for a long time. You know, non-industrialized pork." It's a wine event. It's a pork event. It's great. But anyway, a mentor told me, he said, "Jack, you know, I think that pigs are going to be your destiny." I didn't know how to perceive that at the time, but yeah, I kind of started focusing on pork and becoming more fluent in the art of charcuterie and drying and aging of meats and whatnot. So as everything kind of built up and time went by, and then the opportunity arose to have a farm in Sonoma County of my own, somewhere that I live and follow out my dreams of this venture. Essentially, the idea all started around pasture raising heritage breed pigs, and then we were going to go from there. Well, now you know we're focused on diversity. So besides the pigs, which play a vital role for us. In our soil management and, alleviating us of burning fossil fuels and running a tractor all the time. They do the work for us. We follow behind them with crops. We make the grounds better. The pigs come back. Well, essentially we started a herd of pigs last year, about a year to the date now. We got a breeding pair of American guinea hogs. And we had babies that were born, our first litter. They were born actually on my birthday back in April.
Nice.
So yeah, I delivered all these piglets at like 1 a.m. on my birthday. slept in the barn with them and everything. And anyway, so that was the beginning of our venture, you know, on my destiny, which are pigs. So, you know, obviously pigs for meat, and some people do ask the question, they're like, "Oh, are they for meat?" And I'm like, "Well, they're not for milking." So anyway, through this process and this whole thing that I've been pursuing, well, today essentially marks the day that we actually fully grew our first, what you would call a roaster pig. Mm. I had them processed. I had a couple of them processed this morning at the Bay Area USDA facility. And yeah, so we've now gone full circle with what began perspiring, you know, about 7 or 8 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
It's interesting too, because I've spoken to so many chefs around the world that are doing this, that are either having their own gardens or let alone they're on their own farms and stuff.
Totally.
And a lot of them, and even the top restaurant in the world right now, Noma, they shut down to build a whole different facility to be right next to their farm and stuff. And so So it seems like you guys are kind of doing the opposite of that, doing the farm, and then maybe eventually down the road you'll have your own restaurant. Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, I would say that is the plan. Yeah, for the time being, I'm fortunate to have a great network of chefs that I'm close friends with that are interested in our product. So we're very happy to be supplying, you know, both the Healdsburg public at the farmers market, and we're very happy to be providing restaurants like Villette and Dry Creek Kitchen with produce and coming up now meats, heritage bred pasture raised pork. So, but yeah, down the road, you know, I would like to put 2 years on it if it happens sooner, but
sure.
But that'd be great. But yeah, you know, we're excited. We're so excited to actually have a storefront. It'll be more than a restaurant. It'll be everything that we do at the farm, the things that make our lives easier, you know, things that you can come get and as well enjoy the bounty of the ingredients that are coming off of our farm, you know, in the whole food aspect of it all.
And what is a typical day that between like you and your wife, what do you guys typically do every day to keep running the farm?
Yeah, so we're very busy right now. My wife actually has a day job. Okay. So I say a day job. I work for myself. She doesn't work for anybody, or she doesn't work for herself or 100% for us yet. Mm. But my wife is over at J Vineyards and Winery, so she gets to assist me at the farm, you know, on her days off, you know. And other than that, she keeps my books for me. So, you know, she does her role, but essentially at the moment, I'm 50% at the farm. I'm 50% going around doing, you know, private events, cooking and classes and whatnot. But yeah, we get a lot more time together now, at least because I'm not in the kitchen. But yeah, we're working on a house at the farm. We're actually not living on the farm yet. We're just about 10 miles away. And we're getting very close on having that house complete, just a couple months away. So, that'll really change our lives. But the ultimate goal is that my wife, Katie, will, move on eventually. She's happy in what she's doing right now, which is wine. So I do food essentially, and she does wine, you know, it goes hand in hand around here. But we're excited for the day that she can jump on board 100% with the farm and you know, find something more than what she knows she's interested in.
And when did you guys exactly start the farm?
Yeah, so we hit the ground running literally January 2nd of last year, 2016. We got the farm in the summer. We finally found our farm after almost a year and a half of looking. So it was a great day when that happened in 2015. We took it slow, you know. I really, really suck out, you know, quality education as far as, you know, going to all these farmers that I already knew in the area and that knew me from being a chef and in the restaurants and me using their ingredients. I said, hey, we have a farm now. Can you lend me any advice? It didn't quite work like that, but right. I told them what we were doing and I started, you know, visiting and listening in and helping. And essentially I focused on soil management. I just started visiting farms that I didn't even know about, but that, you know, are some of the best in the country for their practices and making healthy soil to grow great organic and biodynamic produce and meats and whatnot. And essentially 2016, we started applying all of this that I've learned, and we started putting it in practice. We learned a lot last year, and we're super, super stoked and just really excited to grow the business even and the farm even more this year. So far,
what have you learned about being your own business owner?
Yeah, you know, that's been a huge transition. I mean, first of all, it was a big transition just leaving a kitchen after 15 years and focusing on, you know, building something of our own. We did good last year. We're happy. You know, we paid attention. You know, it's all about, you know, debt to income. And as far as jumping into farming, you know, it's a huge risk. It's a really, really huge risk. So, you know, that was all part of the reason that, you know, we really have just been focusing on educating ourselves and moving slowly and little by little. So we're definitely a small business right now, but we made it. We made it through 2016, so we're just really excited to continue learning and continue applying what we are learning and what's good for what we're doing. So
awesome. Well, tell us again, what's the name of your place and your business, and where can you find you?
So you can find us in Sonoma County, California, NorCal, just about an hour north of the Bay Area, San Francisco. We are Eat It, Make It, Grow It at Hidden Pond Farm. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Eat It, Make It, Grow It, or you can visit us at eatitmakeitgrowit.com.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.